Are you looking for a magazine that can provide engaging and educational articles, purposeful and impactful advertising, and complete dedication to the Western New York community? Then you want Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine. With over 200,000 print readers and over 35,000 digital readers, Buffalo Healthy Living is Western New York's largest free healthy living magazine for people of all ages. Focusing on health, fitness, nutrition, environment, business, and community, Buffalo Healthy Living is dedicated to providing well-written and timely articles and healthy tips to support a healthy lifestyle. Embracing the highest standards of corporate purpose, accountability, and transparency, Buffalo Healthy Living offers a positive social and environmental impact. Proud to be Western New York's premier free magazine for people of all ages, Buffalo Healthy Living writes about the topics that matter most to its readers. Find it at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations throughout all 8 counties of Western New York. Interested in advertising? Contact 716-204-8881. Visit BuffaloHealthyLiving.com or follow on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And week in and week out, I'm joined with my wonderful co-host, Lauren. Lauren, good morning.
Morning, Dale. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself this morning?
Great. How was your Christmas?
Relaxing and just good.
Good.
Cool family
awesome.
And fun. Yours?
Good. Yeah, it was really nice. A good holiday. Got to catch up with family, friends that are in town. My family and I went to visit our family in Rochester on Friday, and we went to the Strong National Museum of Play.
Okay.
So we brought my nephew and my cousin's 2 kids were there. It was a lot of fun.
I've never been there, but I've heard it's nice.
It's awesome. It was my first time there. Excuse me. And the museum's huge. There's so many different aspects to it. There's a little mini Wegmans where kids can shop for groceries and cash out, and
okay.
It's cute. They have Berenstain Bears section, superheroes. There was a butterfly garden too, which was like a little conservatory.
Interesting.
And they had butterflies in all flying around in there, and turtles, birds. It was fun. It was really neat.
Oh, okay. Now, what prompted the family to, make the decision to go to that particular museum? Is it just
because there's kids?
Okay.
We like to get together with our family in Rochester every year around the holidays. Sometimes they come here, sometimes we go there. And this year with the kids, we thought it'd be fun to go to the Strong Museum.
Okay. Well,
and it was fun. The little kids showed us around.
Sounds like it was a nice family affair. Nice outing.
It was really nice. Yeah, it was my first time there, and it was really, I'd definitely go back. It's busy, though.
Okay.
To get there right when it opens at 10.
Okay. Now, since we're still in the midst of the holidays, is the family getting together for any further dinners or outings?
Yep. Tonight, we're going to my mom and dad's house for dinner, another holiday meal with our family, so it'll be nice.
Okay, great. Well, we can't forget our producer and good friend, Louie. Louie, how are you this morning?
What's up, guys?
Hi, Louie.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Feeling good.
Feeling good?
Big day for my Eagles.
Who do the Eagles play today?
So they play the Redskins. They have to win, and they need the Vikings to lose to the Bears to make the playoffs. So I'm kind of nervous this morning. I woke up early, but I'm feeling pretty confident.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What makes you feel so confident about it?
Kirk Cousins, the Vikings starting quarterback, is 1-9-1 in his last 11 games against teams with a .500 record or above. So he kind of chokes in big games. So I'm feeling pretty good. He hasn't really proven that he can do it in big games, but. You know, it's kind of sad. Last game of the – it always makes me sad the final week of the NFL season.
Yeah.
The Bills play Miami today, so it'll be their last game of the season. No playoffs this year. But
no.
I even think for Bills fans, you should be feeling pretty confident based on the second half of the season, how good the defense played and with Josh Allen. So it's a snowy one out there. It's going to be tough. I wouldn't want to be at the game.
No.
But
I just saw some friends that were heading out to the game, and they were tailgating. I was like, no, thank you.
Bills fans are nuts, but you got to love it.
You do. I mean, this is what they live for, too.
Oh, yeah,
Bills
fans
love days like this with the snow and a cold December game.
But it doesn't feel that bad out there, though.
No, it's not that bad. A little damp, but Not terrible.
It's perfect going up against those warm-weathered Miami Dolphins.
Maybe that'll play in our favor today.
Yeah, good way to end it.
I mean, hope it would be better if we were in playoff contention, but
yeah.
I mean.
But again, I think with Allen another year of experience next year, got a lot of money in free agency this year you can spend, improve the roster. I don't think they're very far off.
Yeah, I think, like Josh Allen, I think he's got a lot of potential. Mm-hmm. You could see it. It's just, a little bit more grooming. It's his first season as a professional quarterback.
Yeah, get some big draft picks on offense and defense. I think they're going to be on the up and up next year.
Yeah. It was sad to hear about Kyle Williams retiring, though.
I know. 12 years with the Bills.
I know.
He's fifth all-time in sacks for Buffalo. He's just not even for the Bills, but he's an underrated player in the NFL, really. Like, for 12 years, he's just been consistently one of the best interior defensive linemen of football. And you don't really hear about him a whole lot.
No, you don't.
Underrated guy. Super cool. I met him in person before.
He seems like a nice
guy. Yeah. So he's
normal.
He'll be on the Wall of Fame a couple years down the road.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe he'll even go into coaching. I've heard that. I mean, he looks like that kind of guy on the sidelines that could do something like that in the future.
That'd be
too,
probably so. Awesome for him.
Awesome career for
Kyle.
He's
a great mainstay and staple of the Bills team.
Glad he was able to be on the team with the drought ending last year.
Yeah.
Because that would have stunk as if.
All that time and no playoffs.
He stuck around that long, but it was cool that he got to get in last year.
Yeah, at least he got it last year.
Extremely memorable moment. I remember he was with his kids in the locker room watching as the Bengals scored to put them in the playoffs. So awesome way to end it for him.
Yeah.
And we often hear similar stories like that about many of our former Buffalo Bills. I think another player that comes to mind is Fred Jackson. He was someone who was really meant a lot in this community.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of those guys, and that's why it was cool to see Williams, someone that's seen the eras of guys like Fred Jackson pass by. I mean, he was with, when J.P. Lossman was the quarterback, and Trent Edwards, and E.J. Manuel. He just saw this carousel of different coaches and regimes come through. So to see it come through for him to get into the postseason at least one time is awesome. I know some of the players are trying to convince him, saying, we're going to the playoffs next year. You should come back for one more year. But, yeah, this is going to be it for him.
This is it.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, let's find out what else is happening.
Our sports update.
All right, let's do it. The Buffalo Bills finished their 2018 season today at New Era Field against the Miami Dolphins. As for defensive tackle Kyle Williams, it will be his final game as a Bill. Williams played 12 seasons, finishing fifth all-time in sacks for Buffalo. On the injury front for the Bills, running back Chris Ivory is questionable with a shoulder injury. Wide receiver Deontay Thompson is out with a toe. As for the Dolphins, safety TJ McDonald is doubtful with an ankle injury. Cornerback Xavier Howard and linebacker Kiko Alonso are listed as questionable. Kickoff is set for 1 p.m. with pregame continuing all morning long over at WGR Sports Radio 550 and WGR550.com. Around the NFL, Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota not expected to play in tonight's play-in game against the Colts as he deals with a stinger on his elbow. Blaine Gabbert will get the start as the Titans, if they win, they make the playoffs. The Steelers might be fighting for the playoffs today without two key players. On offense, wide receiver Antonio Brown isn't expected to play against the Bengals, dealing with a knee injury. Fellow Steeler James Conner is a game-time decision with an ankle injury. Some head coaching news around the league. The Jets are expected to relieve head coach Todd Bowles of his duties after today's game. Dolphins head coach Adam Gase's future in Miami is reportedly in serious doubt. As for Washington, they are expected to bring back head coach Jay Gruden in 2019. The College Football National Championship is set. It will be Alabama-Clemson for the third time in 4 years as Clemson takes down Notre Dame last night 30-3 and Alabama handles Oklahoma 45-34. To hockey, the Sabres fall to the Bruins Saturday night in overtime 3-2. Boston erases two separate one-goal leads to get the win. Goals from Buffalo come off defenseman Marco Scandella and Johan Larson. The Sabres get back on the ice Monday night at KeyBank Center, taking on the New York Islanders at 6 p.m. This update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. I'm Louis DiBiase for ESPN 1520.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. And before we move on to other topics, I just want to ask both of you, did anyone see the Alabama game yesterday? Alabama?
I wasn't able to catch that one. Mm-hmm. I saw the blowout between Clemson and Notre Dame.
Yeah, I watched that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was kind of a rough game to watch. I wanted Notre Dame to be a little more competitive in it.
It's tough with college football for me because, with the way they decide the playoff, they have a committee that decides who are the four best teams. And it's tough because it's hard to take Notre Dame and remove them from the playoff because they were undefeated But a lot of people are saying, like, you just look at the talent from Georgia, that was the team that seemingly was the last team that didn't get in. They have real NFL talent, whereas Notre Dame doesn't. It's really tough, though, because how do you take out a team that's undefeated? That's why there was the whole controversy with Central Florida not getting in. They've been undefeated the past 2 years. Right. You did see the difference in Clemson and Notre Dame yesterday. Mm-hmm. And even Bama and Oklahoma. Like, Oklahoma made it close, but Big 12 defenses are not going to be able to keep you in football games against a team like Alabama. So it's tough. I mean, it's the same two teams three times in 4 years. It's kind of what happens when, you know, you get the best recruits every year. I mean, imagine if the Patriots had the first overall pick every single year. I mean, that's kind of what Nick Saban gets with Alabama.
He doesn't even
have to really try anymore. I'm Nick Saban. Like, I've won, what, six national championships come to Alabama. I mean, he doesn't really have to pitch anything anymore. I don't know. For me, it's hard for me. I like using college sports for the drafts. And for the talent, I think the gameplay is fun a lot of time in college football and March Madness. But the way it's structured, it's hard to get me around behind that as a fan, just based on, you know, how they decide who makes the playoffs and, you know, how teams just never lose talent every single year. It's, I don't know. It's crazy. Alabama's just – they're a dynasty.
They always have been,
I mean, that's the thing.
For years.
And, again, it's like, imagine, like the Patriots with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, they just keep getting the best player every year in the draft. I mean, that's what it essentially is for Alabama, which I can't get behind it.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good analogy there, Louis.
Well, maybe we'll see some changes in the coming years.
It's tough because, like, how do you tell a player you can't go to Alabama? I mean, if that's the school they want to go to, but I feel like there's got to be something. I don't know, not a draft, obviously, but some recruiting restrictions where it, you know, spreads out the talent a little bit. It's got to be more. And the first thing you can do is expand the playoffs, but it still won't solve the problem of Alabama just continuing to be a juggernaut as long as Nick Saban wants to be their head coach. So
doesn't seem like he's going anywhere anytime soon either.
No, I mean, why would you? You're a god there. He's a legend. He already has a statue outside the stadium. He hasn't even retired yet.
He's still there.
Yep.
Well, crazy stuff. Well, on that note, let's talk about some other things. I mean, we're coming to the end of 2018. I think we'll all agree we've had some great shows, some exciting things that have happened.
A wonderful year of shows. I was thinking about this morning. All the great people we've had be part of Western New York at Work throughout the year, and it's been really awesome.
Yes, and I hear these comments, Dale. You talk about a lot of things. You and Lauren talk about sports. We talk about, you know, job opportunities. Mm-hmm. We talk about things that are happening in the community, such as the different festivals. I mean, our community just offers just a wealth of resources. You know, you mentioned about going to the Strong Museum in Rochester, but here locally, I mean, we just have so many different events that happen each and every month.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There's so much going on here. And we were actually talking, my mom and I, on the drive to and from Rochester. We can't wait for the Explore and More Children's Museum to open up down at Canal Side. That'll be such a great opportunity for families and kids to, you know, enjoy Canal Side throughout the year, too. Because, I mean, you know, more of an indoor option down in that area. Cause, you can go down and ice skate, and they have, like, those bumper cars. Have you seen those yet?
I haven't. I saw pictures of them.
Yeah, I've only seen pictures, too. I haven't done that, but there's so many things you can do, but it's nice to have an option for, you know, indoor entertainment too. I mean, you have the Naval Museum at the Naval Park, and that's really neat. If you haven't done that in a while, it's cool to kind of go and walk around that, and you have, you know, they put up pictures of World War II veterans from, like, local.
Yes.
They have, like, a simulator where you can simulate driving a naval ship too. It's pretty neat. Small though, but
The fact that we are a year-round, a 12-month year-round city. There's something to do in each of the four seasons here, whether it's indoors or outdoors.
Yeah. You know what I saw too recently that I thought is a really cool idea, and I can't remember if we talked about it last week, but Tapo, the restaurant on Ellicott.
Yes.
Did you see that they're putting igloos up on their rooftop?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that looks really cool. Rocco Termini, who owns Tapo, they announced, I think it was earlier this week, they're putting igloos up on their rooftop for people to dine in. So they can enjoy the rooftop and enjoy the outdoors all year round in the wintertime. The igloos will be set at, like, 65 degrees, so it's not going to be freezing cold, but it's not going to be, like, super hot either. But you can, up to 8 people in each igloo, grab a group, sit out on the rooftop and enjoy
another aspect
of the winter. Doesn't that sound really neat?
I might have to go by there today. I have to see that.
Yeah. I know they're deciding to, I think their big launch they were talking about is going to be tomorrow. Oh, my gosh. Tomorrow's New Year's Eve. So New Year's Eve they're going to have, you know, dining in the igloos, and you can see the ball drop from there, which is cool. So I thought that was another interesting way that, you know, people within this community are helping everyone to enjoy all four seasons.
Yeah. Speaking of the ball drop, have you attended in previous years, or are you attending to go tomorrow, or undecided?
I think I went once in high school, and I have no desire to ever go. To me, it's just too crowded. I mean, I like watching it on TV, you know, being home. I love doing the countdown to New Year's, but I don't know, going down to, you know, the Electric Tower and watching the ball drop, and it's just chaotic and busy.
The mass
would be a
people.
Good time to find out you're claustrophobic.
Yeah, no. I don't love crowds. There's crowds
or lines.
It's
got to
be a
nightmare getting out there. It's hard enough to drive down there. I mean, imagine trying to get out of there after the ball drop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got to go find a place to eat or dine, yeah, dine or something.
Mm-hmm. You know what's great, too, though, is the public transportation. You could take the train, you know, from down at UB South campus.
Yes.
Take it right down Main. That would be a great way to go and enjoy the ball drop if you're near one of the train stations, or even if you're not, park at one of them and then take the train down. That way you help avoid any parking issues. You know, it's just an easy way to get there.
Yes. And if you go out and party and you have to drive and you find out that, you know what, maybe you shouldn't get behind the wheel, but you want to go home, contact designated drivers. They'll get you and your vehicle home safely.
Mm-hmm. Designated drivers is a great option. Liberty Cab.
Liberty Cab, yes.
And always Uber and Lyft. I mean, there's so many great ways we have to make sure people get home safely and keep the streets safe.
And that's what we want. We want everyone to enjoy the New Year's Eve experience, but we want you to be safe. And we're going to talk more about that on the other side. We're going to get ready to take a very short break. Buffalo, don't go anywhere. You're listening to Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis live here at ESPN 1520 AM.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Ask anyone in Western New York the first thing they think of when you say the word pizza. Chances are you'll hear the name Bocce. Bocce's Pizza is the ultimate Western New York pizza and has been since 1946. The business world calls him Jim, but we call him Mr. Bocce. He'll tell you how it all started.
Bocce Club Pizza started in 1946 when my dad took over a small little restaurant, and it was the Bocce Club that actually had bocce ball courts. And the story goes that they were experimenting, looking in the basement one day, found an old Blodgett pizza oven, and my dad started experimenting with pizza, and next thing you know, here we are, 70 years later, serving takeout pizza at two locations on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road.
Bocce Pizza is a true culinary institution in Western New York. It's as much Western New York as the chicken wing. If you're one of the few who haven't tried it, get to one of their two locations today on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road and see why Bocce's Pizza is such a treasured delicacy to all Western New Yorkers.
Drinks at the bar. $34. A DWI.
Step out of the car, please.
$10,000. Using designated drivers of Buffalo to get you and your car home. Life-saving. No matter where you are, designated drivers of Buffalo will drive you and your car home safely. 713-7703. Save your job. Save your reputation. But most of all, save your life. Designated drivers of Buffalo. We drive you and your car home.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520 AM. I'm Lauren Lewis in studio with my co-host Dale Martin and our producer Louie. So, you know, we were talking a lot before the break about 2018, everything that's going on in Western New York. I think 2018 was an amazing year. I thought it was, you know, great. And some years you're like, oh, please let this year end. And I'm like, no, this was a good year. But I'm really looking forward to 2019.
Yes.
It's going to be a great year, too. How about you, Dale?
Well, I agree. 2018 was an exciting year, both professionally and personally. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I'm feeling good. But I'm
good.
Extremely excited for the new year, setting some new goals, again, both personal and professional goals. And just, you know, I see a lot of things happening in our community. And I think this is just an exciting time. And
yeah.
I'm just looking forward to, you know, us expanding and just having fun with what we do.
Yeah, I completely agree. How do you set your goals for a new year? Do you have a tradition that you do, or
I certainly write them down, but I tend to have a moment or a few moments of reflection,
mm-hmm.
on and really, ascertaining, you know, what went right, what didn't go, as well as maybe could have, you know, would have expected, mm-hmm. and really where I'm going, what, you know, where do I see myself? So I look, kind of do some predictions and forecasting. Am I accomplishing my goals? And, you know, where do I want to be, you know, 12 months from now?
Yeah.
So, you know, I start there, and I certainly write them down.
That's good.
Yeah. What about important. Yourself?
I do, well, I try and, I have like a gratitude journal that I try and write in throughout the year. I have to say I was good about it in the beginning of this year, and then I just kind of, one of those things stopped doing.
Okay.
I don't know why. Just it sits next to my bed on my nightstand with the pen, and I think I just have been too tired. I just
you must have
go to
added,
bed at night.
You must have added some other activities, whether it be, you know, anything
you know,
that
reading,
took you away
yeah.
from writing.
Yeah. And it's just a little, you know, it's just like one page I would typically write. But I also, usually at the start of a new year, I do a vision board.
Okay.
So I really love doing that, where you just kind of, you know, I take poster board and a bunch of magazines and cut out pictures or phrases of things that I, you know, want my life to be like over the next
and I think that's
year.
So important, because you have to be able to see it. When mm-hmm. once you can see it, I mean, you can visualize it, and it's, I think it just takes on a whole new meaning, and it makes sense.
Yeah, and it's fun, and it makes you think about, okay, where am I in my life? Where do I want it to go? How do I see it like unfolding? And once you just put it on there, and you know, you really visualize it, I think you really have to place yourself in that position, you know, where you want to be. And now, then, you know, when you visualize it, you can really help make it happen.
Now, have you found out in previous years where when you do your vision board that you may have the same vision 2 years in a row?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
So it's not so much that you didn't accomplish it. It's still there. It's a work in progress.
Still
for example,
still
buying a home.
If you want to buy a home. Like, maybe you didn't accomplish it in 2018, but, like, you're that much closer to doing it in 2019.
Yes.
You know, it's just, and that's part of it. There's this great, like, it's like a comic or like a visual I've seen online, and it's two guys, and they're each, one's above the other, and they're digging underground, and they're digging to go to get diamonds. And then they show one guy turns around right before he reaches the diamonds. He gives up. And then there's the other guy, he goes that little bit further, and he reaches the diamonds.
Yes.
And I think that's such a great visual for so many aspects, you know, of life. Is you gotta keep going. If it's something you want in your life, you like don't give up, because when you give up, you were that close to achieving something.
Yes, I agree.
And if you give up, you never know what you can miss.
At what point do you think that? And thanks for sharing that, because I think regardless of one's age, that we should all take the time out to. Understand what a vision board is, mm-hmm. and what it can do for you,
yeah.
and how it can give you, you know, that outlook that you're, you know, that you, that's so important, I guess, in life.
Yeah, I have a vision board app and everything that, like, I'll get an alert in the morning. I have one on my phone so I can just, like, read my, my, like, mantra, and then there's pictures of things I want to achieve in my life, and it's personal, it's professional, some is a little fun, but, and I look at that every once in a while, and it just helps you stay focused on, you know, what you want to achieve in your life.
Okay.
So I have the one on my phone. I have one in my closet. Like, when you open up the door and you can just see it, because you got to keep it real. You got to keep at it.
Yeah. One of the things you touched upon is, you know, we all set these New Year's resolutions, mm-hmm. and then after so many months, by the time the end of March gets around here, we've moved on to something else, or we're not.
We give people credit. March is a long time if they hold on to resolutions that long. I feel like usually once January is over, it's like people have give up on their resolutions.
Might be the next week for, I don't know, for some things. Like,
yeah.
Going to the gym especially, I feel like, is like the big one.
Oh my gosh, the gym after New Year's is always
it's packed.
Chaotic. I go to the gym regularly, like daily. Mm-hmm. So when you're there and you're one of the regulars, and all of a sudden all the New Year's resolutioners take over, you're like, oh, come on. But I give them credit, because they're trying. They want to, you know, achieve a healthier, active, more active lifestyle, and they're going for it. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of them do fizzle off, but at least people are trying. You know, they have the goals.
So what do we think we can offer our listeners or anyone who's listening to today's show that we know that, you know, they're going to have a New Year's resolution? Any tips, any thoughts that we can maybe offer them to, to stay with it?
You know, I think a lot of it is, you have to stay committed, but part of staying committed to something is planning for it, working for it, like, you know, scheduling it in, no matter what it is. If it's the gym, you have to scheduled into your day. You have to, if it's setting your clothes out the night before so you can get up in the morning and hit the gym, that helps. You do it. Like, that's a great way to do it. If it's a diet plan, you know, it's maybe meal prepping and staying yes. committed to doing that, which can get hard because, like, life's busy. But the more committed you are to planning whatever your resolution is going to be, the planning is half the battle. And I think that's
I was thinking of the same thing, you know, the commitment. But also, I think if you can maybe have a accountability partner, maybe someone else who has a similar goal, so that way you're not alone mm-hmm. in accomplishing or staying true to your resolution. And even if that person is not you know, working on the same resolution as you are, maybe you ask that individual to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
To have, whether it be one-on-one conversations over the phone or in person, to you know, to help you stick to what it is you're looking to achieve.
Yeah. No, that's a great point.
Yeah, because, you know, it can be tough when you're out there, whether it be losing weight, stopping, you know, stop smoking, mm-hmm. or even finding a job.
Yeah.
Okay, when you're on an island by yourself, it can be very difficult. And those words of encouragement, I think, can go a long way.
Oh, yeah. And the finding a job part, at Staff Buffalo, we have a lot of candidates that reach out to us this time of year. They're thinking about career changes or changing companies, changing jobs. And we offer a lot of services at Staff Buffalo. Some are free, some are for a fee, but to help job seekers navigate their path. Like, we have resume formatting service, interview workshops, networking workshops, social media audits to make sure your social media is cleaned up and looks presentable and professional. You don't want anything, you know, showing up on your social media. If someone, a hiring manager, is going to hire you for a job and they browse your Facebook or Instagram and see some, you know, pictures that maybe are a little not professional.
Yes.
We help you clean that up, because, you know, to us, you might not think something's bad, but you got to take a hiring manager's perspective and what that company's culture is. And if that's not matching up with your social media, they're not going to hire you.
You even see that with, like, athletes. That happened with Josh Allen. A tweet came back from when he was like 15 years old and someone just brought it back up. Because it sits in there. You can just type in someone's, you know, handle on Twitter, and you can type in a word that they might have said, and it pops up everything that they did. So yeah, you got to be careful.
You have to be very careful.
Have you ever had an experience where a candidate that you were working with, he or she, they thought that, well, it's not going to hurt me, and they maybe they downplayed the social media information. They didn't take it down, and then you had to have the unfortunate conversation with them.
Yeah. Oh, we had a candidate over summer. You know, the social media profile looked really clean. Like, we looked at it too, and then the hiring manager for this company looked at it, and they saw a gesture that was being made in the picture that they saw was inappropriate. We went back and looked at it. We're like, where do they see this? And we actually had to ask them, like, what are you seeing? It was the smallest little, like, hand gesture that cost this person a job. But the rest of the social media profile was clean, like, professional, harmless, really kind of boring, which is good. Boring's good in that case. And then this one picture that they saw from years ago, and some, you know, even comments on the picture. Like, we overlooked it at first, but, you know, some people see things differently, and you have to be very careful.
And it made the difference between
them. Made the difference between them getting a job and not getting the job, and ended up not getting the job.
Incredible. Well, if you're listening, you know what? And New Year's, and your social media profile is not maybe acceptable by others, you may want to clean it up. Maybe that's a good place to start in the new year.
Yeah, and come check out Staff Buffalo. You can go right on our website. We have all of our job seeker services. We have client services for, you know, people that are looking to hire new talent. We can help with that. There's free services on our website too, for, you know, interview tips, whether it's in-person interviews, phone interviews. And then there's job seeker services for a fee. It's the resume formatting, networking, interview workshops, social media audits. So, you know, we want people to help, you know,
what a way to
achieve their dream job. So if that's your goal for 2019, come see us at Staff Buffalo.
Improve you or create the new you, and what a great way to do it by working with Staff Buffalo. To everyone, the team, we had an exciting 2018.
It's a great year.
Can't wait for the great things we're going to do in 2019. Yeah. Any parting thoughts?
I just want to thank all of our listeners and all our guests for being with us over the course of 2018, and we look forward to working, you know, with more of you in 2019. And reaching more listeners, too.
Okay, Louie, how about yourself?
I second everything Lauren just said.
Thanks, Louie.
You took the easy way out.
What about you, Dale?
Well, I know I have to echo everything as well. I guess the comments are unanimous. We had a great year. We're looking forward to working with more and more of our listeners and our sponsors in the coming year. And enjoy the day's game. We'll see you next Sunday.
Go Bills and go Eagles.
That's right. And Happy New Year, Buffalo.
Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.